Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 315. And we're going to kick things off with this news from the Haunted Forest Haunted Attraction in Clarence, New York. We want you to join the undead. Are you ready to scare, scream, and slay this Halloween season? The 2025 Haunted Forest's Horror Park is hiring cast and crew members now. We're looking for brave souls to fill these terrifying roles. Actors, bartenders, operations, maintenance, cashiers, and more. Training begins September 13th. Email your resume to jobs@thehauntedforest.com. Spots are vanishing fast, so don't get left behind in the fog. Follow their page for casting updates, behind-the-scenes chills, and exclusive haunted sneak peeks. Let's make this Halloween unforgettable. Or at least undead. Get more information at thehauntedforest.com/employment. We have this news from the Sleepy Hollow Haunted Acres in Newtown, Pennsylvania. Want to listen to the screams from behind the scenes? Try your hand at haunting this season. Paid positions are available for our haunted hayride, house, and field. We're looking for energetic, reliable team player actors to join our scare team. Our open casting call is Sunday, August 24th at 1 p.m. Meet us at 881 Highland Road in Newtown under the pavilions. Get full details at sleepyhollowhayride.com/join-our-team, and you must be 16 to apply. We have more hiring news, this time from Fear Forest in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Spooky season is just around the corner. Fear Forest is adding to the Fright Crew for our 20th season. If you want to be paid to scare people and work one of the coolest seasonal jobs around, this is the place for you. We're only open 13 nights this season. Actors are compensated with an hourly rate and eligible for an attendance bonus for working all nights. Enthusiasm required, but not experience. We will train you to be the best scary monster you can be. Please plan to attend our meeting on Sunday, August 24th at 2 p.m. Meetings are held at the entertainment area of Fear Forest on Oakshade Road in Rockingham. If you're unable to make the meetings and are still interested in a spot, please send us a message, info@fearforest.com. You must be 16 or older with proof of age. Please bring your ID and your social security card, and a background check will be conducted. Note, only hiring actors at this time. Get more information at fearforest.net. We have this update from the Nightmare Factory in Havelock, North Carolina. Step inside The Experiment, an all-new interactive horror experience at the Nightmare Factory. In the depths of a single room, a mad scientist and his insidious medical team lead you through a series of mysterious sensory tests, including sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste. How brave are you? Face your darkest fears this fall. Get more information and tickets at NightmareFactoryNC.com. We have some hiring news from the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum in Weston, West Virginia. Terror needs talent, so we're holding auditions for the upcoming haunt season. We'll be holding them August 22nd at 5:30 p.m., August 23rd at noon, and August 24th at 2 p.m. Come join us, because we want you. Questions? Email actor@talawv.com or visit trans-AlleghenyLunaticAsylum.com. We have this update from the Nashville HorrorCon in Nashville, Tennessee. This isn't the update we wanted to share, but the originally announced dates for Nashville HorrorCon 2026, which were July 11th and 12th, will not be happening. After looking at all the options, it's become clear that the available dates at the current venue for next year just won't allow us to deliver the type of guests and experiences that our fans expect and deserve. But let's be clear, this is not the end. This is just the beginning of a new chapter for Nashville HorrorCon. We're already working on new dates and new plans to make the show even better and scarier than ever before. Nashville HorrorCon has always been built on the support of the fans, and with your energy behind us, we'll make sure the next one is worth every second of the wait. So stay tuned. The best is yet to come. Keep up with updates at NashvilleHorror.com. We have this from the Halloween Parade and Festival coming to Louisville, Kentucky. The Louisville Halloween Parade and Fest returns for 2025, and admission is free. Named one of the top 10 Halloween parades in the country by USA Today, the Nashville Halloween Parade and Fest will be taking place in its new home in the heart of Nulu. The Halloween Parade and Fest features local artists, live music, theatrical performances, delicious food, refreshing beverages, and of course, the city's only Halloween parade for over 20 years. Check out or participate the many featured contests, including our legendary costume contest for adults, kids, and pets, and of course, the Halloween Parade. More contests will be announced soon, so join us for a day of Halloween fun unlike anywhere else in the region. More details coming soon at LouisvilleHalloween.com. We have this hiring news from Fear Forest Haunted House and Hayride in Lordstown, Ohio. The time you've all been waiting for has finally arrived. We're hiring for the upcoming season. Fear Forest will be having a hiring event on August 31st from 2 to 5 p.m. Come fill out an application and receive info about the upcoming season. We're looking for those that are willing to scare, can work weekends through September and October, and are ready to join a terrifying group of individuals who put the fear in Fear Forest. Share this with your friends. We're located at 6878 Todd Avenue in Lordstown. Get more information at fearforest.com. Not to be confused with fearforest.net in Virginia. We have this from the Ohio Haunters Association Facebook group. The Ohio Haunters Association is having the Ohio Haunters Convention May 9th and 10th, 2026. We're looking for instructors for a variety of classes which are limited for Saturday and Sunday. If you're interested in teaching, we are looking for hands-on teaching. Classes are 1 hour and 15 minutes long per class, with 15-minute setup and 15-minute teardown while the next class sets up. Pay is $100 for teaching the class. Tickets will be pre-sold, so you need at least 10 people per class. Subjects are makeup, acting, animatronics, marketing, how-tos, design, costumes, and more. Send us examples of your work, a summary of the class, and years in that particular field. We want haunters teaching haunters how to be better than they are, so they can teach others to be better than them. Not all will be chosen. Each applicant will be reviewed by the OHA board, then contacted. For more information, contact Keith Newsom at zomketh1@gmail.com. Staying in Ohio, we have this from Panic in the Pines Haunted Attraction in Genoa, Ohio. Our auditions were killer, but Panic in the Pines Haunted Hayride is still hunting for scare actors to join our upcoming Haunted Hayride Walk, Trail, and Woods. You must be at least 16, no experience required, and costumes and makeup will be provided. Unleash your inner monster, ghost, or ghoul. If interested, send them a message at their Facebook page, facebook.com/hauntfarm. We have a little sad news from the Nightmare on Edgewood haunted attraction in Indianapolis. After nearly 50 years of screams, it's almost time to say goodbye. This fall marks the final season of Nightmare on Edgewood. We started out haunting the Edgewood Little League fields, and over the years, through multiple moves and rebuilds, we've grown into one of Indiana's most immersive and intense haunted attractions. Now, with our building up for sale and the future uncertain, we've made the decision to end things on our own terms. We have one final season. One last chance to experience the nightmare. Don't miss your last chance to experience it. Get more information at nightmareonedgewood.com. We have this news from Buffalo Bill's Haunted Trail in Franklin, Wisconsin. Get paid to scare. Have you ever wanted to be a haunted trail scare actor? Join our 2025 team today. No experience needed. Hiring events for our team are happening this weekend, Saturday, August 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m., Saturday, August 30th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and Sunday, August 31st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., with more dates to come. Pay is starting at $16 an hour, and you must be 16 or older to apply. Applications and interviews are taking place at 9612 West Oakwood Road in Franklin. Watch our website for more dates and info, BuffaloBillsHauntedTrail.com, and opening night is October 3rd. Even more hiring news, this time from the Haunted Hotel in Beaumont, Texas. Come scare where the spirits never sleep. The Haunted Hotel Texas is hiring for our upcoming fall season. Do you have what it takes to terrify? Join us for our casting event August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Haunted Hotel. Questions? Email us at info@hauntedhoteltx.com or visit hauntedhoteltx.com for more info. We have this update from the Colorado Festival of Horror coming to Denver. The Colorado Festival of Horror is screaming for all horror cosplayers to take part in their fifth annual Gore Galore Costume Extravaganza, centered on monsters and taking place on Saturday, September 13th at 6 p.m. at the Marriott Denver South at Park Meadows. Our contest allows local and visiting cosplayers to showcase their craftsmanship skills and character portrayals. A team of judges made up of local creatives will select the winners of this monstrous competition. Participation in the contest is open to all convention attendees with your valid convention badge. You don't want to miss this terrifying display of gruesome creativity that will make your blood run cold. Get more information at cofestivalofhorror.com. We have this update from the legendary Haunt Tour coming to Salt Lake City, Utah. The wait is over and tickets are now on sale for the biggest haunted house tour of the year. We're excited to be heading back to Salt Lake City November 7th and 8th on an amazing trek that will include four top-notch haunted attractions: Fear Factory SLC, Nightmare on 13th, The Haunted Forest, and Castle of Chaos. Thank you to our sponsors, Sapphire and Ticket Spice. Get your tickets and more info at legendaryhaunttour.com. We have this from the Scarizona Scare Grounds in Mesa, Arizona. Want to create some amazing content for the Halloween season and experience our haunt for free? We are accepting Media Night applications to find new, amazing content creator in the area. Apply now, as the deadline is September 15th. Note, applying is not a guarantee of approval. Get more information at scarizona.com/media-night. And finally, we have this from the Coffin Creek Haunted House in Paris, California. We've moved to a brand new, bigger, and scarier location in Paris. and we're bringing the screams with us. This year, Coffin Creek returns with one bone-chilling attraction, the Haunted Asylum. Our new location is 18700 Lake Paris Drive in Paris. We're open Thursday through Sunday, October 9th through November 1st. Get your tickets now at coffincreek.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We're live in Louisville, Kentucky at the Haunters Against Hate, the event. Having a grand time chatting with all the cool kids, all the folks around here. People are walking around, checking around all the cool stuff. It is Sunday morning. Some of us are very tired because of last night and everything, but we're not too tired to go over to Resurrect Costumes and talk to Rob. You may have seen him at various shows around, maybe one near you. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. This has been a fun event so far.
It's been a lot of fun. I mean, you know, you come up here with a show that you haven't been to in a couple of years because it hasn't been held. You don't really know what the expectations are. It's in a new location, and you don't know what's happening. But overall, I've had a grand time, and most people I know here have at least had a pretty darn good time.
For sure. Yeah, I've not been able to do the previous shows. This is the first one. So it was really just a, you know, let me run up and support Haunters Against Hate and be a part of my community. And, you know, just be with folks.
Let's talk about Resurrect Costumes. I mean, I look over here, there's just rack after rack of just some really elaborate stuff. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how do you bring stuff here, knowing or not knowing what sizes people wear? I'm assuming some of these are adjustable. Maybe they're not. I don't know.
So I do tend to curate the collection depending on what show I'm going to. So if I know that I'm going to a very haunt specific show where I'm probably going to be running into haunt owners, I try to bring more of a costume selection, character driven costume selection. And then when I'm coming to one of these shows or a horror show where it's going to be daily wear or special wear apparel for folks, I tend to pull and pick those sorts of items. But all of the stuff that I buy or make or have made, I always have a character in mind or a way that it can be incorporated into a character-driven costume.
What have people been looking at either at this show or at previous shows this year? Is there a trend that we may see during the spooky season with, you know, is it clowns, is it pirates, is it, you know, cavemen? What are we seeing as far as, you know, at least from what you're seeing, what are people looking at, buying, expressing a lot of interest in that we might see in a haunt somewhere in October or so?
Well, I'm going to tell you that clowns are still very, very popular.
Yes, they
They work. And it wasn't until this year that I actually did clowns. Like, I did a lot of, you know, clowns behind the scene, but I didn't bring them to the show just because I kind of think they're low-hanging fruit. They're very easy. But I was at East Coast Haunters, not this year, but last year, and one of my customers said, oh, we buy clowns, but we buy vintage clowns. And I was like, now that I can do. So I always said that if I'm going to do clowns, I'm going to do my version of a clown.
Like 1920s, 30s era, Emmett Kelly type era stuff.
Exactly.
Or right? Quinn more like.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And so like my concept was basically the circus went out of business and the clowns had to create their costumes from what was there. So tattered tents and
burlap sacks, yep, beans,
exactly.
You know, bags.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like whatever they could find. And it's old and pre-aged. So.
And I look at the stuff over here. You've got, you know, what looks like a clown outfit, but it is not your traditional bright colors. They're very subdued. They're very earth tone. There's reds and greens and tans, mm-hmm, I guess would be the base color here. It really does give off a vibe of something you'd see in a circus in the 1920s. And fun fact, my great-grandfather was a circus strongman back about a little over 100 years ago. So there you go.
That is.
I'm sure he's seen this stuff before.
That is a fun fact for sure. Yeah. I actually was using a strongman image. I wanted to create like the circus banners with the strongman and like cut out the shape of a pattern piece and then have that in a costume as well.
Now, you know, costumes, you know, traditionally when I go to shows like Trans World or East Coast or MHC and stuff, costumes are kind of a hit and miss because, again, you might have the perfect costume for a guy who's my size, but you only have up to size, say, medium or large maybe, and I would take a little bit bigger than that. How do you predict or do you make all of these in every size run or do you take orders and then make them in the particular size, and these are just more demos?
It's kind of a combination of both. So of the stuff that I make or have made, the things that I have manufactured, I typically go up to a 3X, and then I can go bigger if need be, because it doesn't make a whole bunch of sense to stock the really big sizes, but I can make them. And then for haunts specifically, they will come and buy my stuff off the rack as either they're developing a character or they need some pieces or they have an idea, but they come to me with, you know, the blue sky ideas and the waving of the hands of like, well, we want kind of this sort of a thing. And so most of my custom building time is doing that. Anytime I brought the custom built stuff to show, I wind up usually not selling it, and I think that's because probably my notion might be a little bit out there. So I just wait for the customer to say, can you make me this?
So is most of your stuff custom order then, as opposed to what you have on the rack? So you've got some beautiful stuff here. I love the jackets. The clown outfits are cool. All the colors, the other things here, I could absolutely see myself wearing some of this stuff here. But how much of it is off the rack versus custom order?
I kind of run two different sides of the business. I have the custom business, and I have what I consider my retail stuff. But then again, this retail stuff, I will pull these as basics to then build a character off of. So I may grab one of the jackets and sculpt tentacles or, you know, add vines or add whatever the character pieces are that need to go on top of that.
That sounds really, really interesting. Do you have, like, entire haunts that come to you and say, I need 15 clowns, or I need 12, you know, monsters that have tentacles or vines all over them?
I have done that selectively. Like, when SeaWorld Orlando first opened their haunted event, they basically had two houses that they had not contracted costumes for yet. And so they're like, here, do the... Like, one was like, here are the renderings, go make these. We contracted the renderings, but apparently not the costumes. And then the other one was, here's the scare zone. Here's the creatives behind it. Here's what we're casting. Go figure out what those costumes are. So I do that. And then I do work with some other vendors, well-known vendors at Trans World, that I build costumes for their animatronics. And
oh, wow. I hadn't even thought of that. So.
Yep.
So a lot, you know, you see these giant animatronics, and they always seem to have costumes attached to them. Never thought about who makes the costumes. I just always assume they were, I've never really thought about it, so I don't even know what I could have assumed.
Yeah, so I do a lot of behind-the-scenes work as well for my fellow vendors.
That's a great niche business right there. Hey, you got a 12-foot animatronic skeleton? I got a costume for it.
Okay, and so that's a funny thing. If you look at my Skelly shirts, which are just like the button-up Hawaiian shirts that I have custom printed, the whole concept behind Skelly shirts, was that you could have Hawaiian shirts for you, your family, and your Home Depot 12-foot skeleton. I go up to a size 8X in that shirt.
What size is a 12-foot Home Depot skeleton?
It's about a 6X, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, I should make that a trivia question. Dang it. Oh, well. What else do you do here? I mean, I notice it's not all costumes. You have accessories as well. What other kinds of things do you provide? Hats, gloves, sleeves, leggings? I don't even know what you got here.
So literally, I can do all of that. I don't bring everything. Like what I have here in my three little booth spaces is maybe a tenth of what I have in my warehouse. So again, when I curate, it's like, okay, I can do a little bit of this. Here's who I'm going to see. And also I try to think of, like you mentioned, sizing, you know, us hot folks, we tend to be a little bit on the robust side. So I try to make sure that I have, you know, a good size range.
We're running around, we're building the muscles by jumping around, scaring people and swinging heavy chainsaws and things.
All that. Yeah.
It's all in the shoulder.
Yeah. Very muscly, very muscly. So it's keeping that in mind and again, trying to solve the problems that I think they're going to have. Sometimes my customers, my folks, will give me a clue as to what they're doing the next year so I can kind of prepare, but oftentimes it's more reactionary.
I see. Very, very cool. And where are you based out of?
I'm out of Orlando.
Okay. And you ship everywhere?
Of course. Yep. Just
absolutely. For people who want more information, maybe they want to see your catalog, your inventory. Maybe you have an idea. Maybe you want a long cloak like a Doctor Who type thing or a pirate type thing. Or maybe you want to look like, you know, Andre the Giant or something. Kind of crazy stuff like that. I'm sure it can be done custom work. Where can people get more information with websites, social medias, etc.?
Honestly, if you look up my spelling for the word resurrect, which is RESIRWRECKED.
Nice play on words.
Yep, a little play on words. If you look up that spelling, anything you find is me. You're going to find my Etsy. You're going to find my Instagram. You're going to find my website. You can contact me. And I'm more than happy to put together a custom package, custom bid.
Is it too late to call you and say, I've got an idea for a character and it's, you know, early August, I need it by mid-September? What's your turnaround, or is it too late and you better start thinking for next year?
I hate this answer, but it really does depend. So I have already wrapped up my big orders, and I tend to leave a little bit of what I like to call oh crap time, where it's like, oh, wait, we needed this special thing. So depending on how elaborate... I probably can do something. It will largely depend on what the needs of the costume might be and the timing.
Nice. So, yeah. You know, no costume is too difficult, I'm sure, for Rob here at Resurrect, RESIRWRECKED, Resurrect Costumes. Go check him out, or if you're in the Orlando area, maybe you can get up with him there. Go check out his Etsy store, all his social medias and everything. Rob, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir, and wishing nothing but success for the upcoming season and beyond. And I love the fact that 12-foot Skelly boys are size 6X. Who knew? But once again, folks, Drew Badger here live at the Haunters Against Hate Convention here in Louisville, Kentucky, having a good old time hanging out with all the costumes and all the cool stuff for the Big Scary Show. And we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.